Hi there, a quick note before the episode begins. Did you know that Mija has her own audiobook with exclusive and brand new material? It's called Mija Podcast, the audiobook, an exclusive and never-before-heard collection of memoirs and reflections by her creator, Lori Martinez, about what it meant to turn her own migration story into a fiction series. When you get Ochenta's audiobooks, you're directly supporting our independent audio series productions. You can find it on Libro.fm, Apple Books, Google Play, Storytel, BookBeat, and on your favorite audiobooks app. Also available in Spanish and French.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hi, I'm Mija. Mija means my daughter in Spanish. And this podcast is about my family, those alive, those long gone, and those still dreaming. If this is your first episode with Mija, stop right now and listen to the whole season before listening to this one. This is the last episode of season 2, and you'll need to know all about the family to enjoy it. If you've been listening from the beginning, thank you. Thank you for sharing these 10 minutes with us every 2 weeks. Here's what you need to know about La Maison. It is in France, China, Vietnam. It is in the language we speak, in the dishes we share, and the songs we sing. La Maison is not a country or a city. It's the laughter we share together and in our voices when we talk on the phone. La Maison means home in French. So here we go. 10 minutes on La Maison. We are near Canton, in the Chinese countryside. Nong can't sit still. He's been up since dawn. He's so excited for the day ahead. He jumps out of bed and sees his brothers and sisters are also awake. Yesterday, Pao Kong announced a surprise for today. The children wonder what it could be. Maybe we will be allowed to ride the horse. No way. But what could it be? I don't know. But I can't wait. A few hours later, the family hits the road. Pao Kong leads the little convoy, riding his horse and smiling from ear to ear. Cao Yang is settled in the carriole with all the children. Suddenly, the convoy stops. Pao Kong yells out happily, "We are here!" The 10 children step down from the carriole one by one, and each time their feet touch the ground, they gasp in amazement. Wow! They are all on a small beach. In front of them, a blue expanse as far as the eye can see. The ocean. Nong is amazed. The water never stops. Pao Kong gets off the horse and walks with him towards the sea. Nong and his brothers and sisters spend the day playing in the sand, watching the waves come and go. Cao Yang takes a nap on the beach, and Pao Kong even lets the children ride his beloved horse. Years later, in France, Nong is sitting in the sand. He smiles. This is the first time he has seen the sea since he left China. And this time, two children are playing next to him. Julien and me. Mija. We are in Normandy. And this is our first vacation at the sea. Nong Nong feels the breeze on his face and thinks about his first trip to the sea. Even though he is thousands of miles away from his home country, the sea air here tastes the same. He watches his children play. Then his eyes are drawn elsewhere. In the distance, he sees a merry-go-round, complete with beautiful golden horses. He gets up and tells us, "Hey kids, let's go for a horse ride." We are near Hanoi, Vietnam. Hien is in her room at home, sitting on her bed. She is combing through a book she found at the library. She doesn't understand the writing, so she looks at the pictures. There are three men fighting with swords. Hien is inspired. She gets up and runs to look for her sisters. As she runs through the garden, she picks up a few branches. She gives one to each, and they start a new game. Years later, Hien comes across a poster in the Paris metro. In the picture, she sees three men fighting with swords. This time, she can read the words below the image. Les Trois Mousquetaires, the Three Musketeers, and below, the name of the theater where the play is being performed. As the Parisians continue on their days around her, she stares at the picture for a while, thinking about her childhood games back home. She sighs, then picks up her phone and calls her sisters. "Would you girls like to go to the theater?" We are in Shanghai, China. Julien is at home, getting his two daughters ready for bed. Every Friday night is blanket fort night. The three of them sneak inside the fort. His eldest daughter lights a small lamp. His youngest daughter curls up on his lap. They are going to read a story. But not just any story. Julien continued drawing manga and even published a few of his stories for the world to see. He opens the book on the first page, and even though they know the story by heart, he announces the title as if it were the first time. "Tonight, I will tell you the incredible story of your great-great-grandfather, Duke and the Great Fire." He reads the story to them in Chinese, then in French, then in Chinese, then in French, until they fall asleep, dreaming of ancestor superheroes saving China. We are in Paris, in France. All we see is red and gold. Decorations for a special celebration. It's been 1 month since a new baby joined the family. My daughter, Mei-Lin. And that means she needs to meet everyone. The whole family has come to see her. Those alive, those long gone, and those still dreaming. Each find their spot around 20 round tables decorated with red eggs in jars with fresh ginger, symbols of happiness and life. Hien is the first to arrive. She boasts that she spent the night making 1,000 bangwon for the whole family to enjoy. Hui isn't far behind, helping her with the bags. When Nong arrives, Mei-Lin laughs. He says excitedly, "What a voice! She'll be able to sing Dalida with us in the taxi soon enough." Yuan can't wait to see her. She waits impatiently behind Nong so she can take the baby's face in her hand and count to five. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. What a beautiful baby. Duke amuses his great-grandchildren with his strength as he puts up the final decorations. My husband's French family quickly blends into the crowd, as my aunties excitedly explain what everything means in our culture. Soon, the room fills up. An ocean of smiling faces from near and far, past and present, are here, for her. Then, the ceremony begins. One by one, they come closer, take her hand, make a wish for her future, and tie a blessed bracelet around her wrist. Each gives us a red envelope and a warm look. Some give gifts, as Pao Kong, who slips something into my hand, Mei Lin's first toy. A little wooden horse. Yuan, Hien, and Julian go up together. They present a little red pouch. Inside, Hui's Buddha medallion. Yuan puts it around Mei Lin's neck. The room is filled with silent happiness. Until... One night before Mei Lin was born, I dreamt of this gathering. The truth is that reunion is only possible in dreams. The truth is, my family is scattered across cities and continents. When Mei Lin was born, there was a lockdown, and flying was impossible. So, instead, I installed the computer on the dining room table. My husband put out a cake, made just for the occasion, and I took Mei Lin in my arms. And suddenly, we weren't alone in Paris anymore.
Miha, 你好, 你们怎么样呢? 小宝宝怎么样呢?
Oh là là, elle est trop mignonne.
Ciao, Miha. I'm back home.
Thousands of kilometers away from each other, we were all here for her. At la maison. I'd like to end my 10 minutes with this. Now, you know the story of my family, of our journey from Asia to France. It is the story of an immigrant family, like many others in the world. With our joys, our sorrows, our hopes and dreams, it is a story of people who left their country and rebuilt everything elsewhere, people who founded their families in a culture that was not their own, and who adapted and passed on their culture to their children. Around them, they are sometimes asked where they come from, to explain where home is. But home is here, in France, but sometimes also in China, in Vietnam, and wherever it is ours. This episode was produced by Studio Ochenta. Our executive producer is Laurie Martinez. She is the voice of Miha in Spanish. Our senior producer is Melanie Young. She wrote this season of Miha and is the voice of Miha in French and English. This podcast is fictional, but was inspired by her own family's immigration experience in Paris. Our translator and voice in Chinese is Lu Yan. Gabriel Dalmasso is based in Paris and created the music for Miha. Our illustrations and logo were designed by the London-based Belgian-Congolese artist Tiffany de Lune. Many thanks to all the members of the Familia who lend their voices throughout the season. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Miha Podcast, MIGA Podcast, to follow our latest news, bonus content, and info on the future of our series.
Introducing Miha Shorts. It's Laurie Martinez, creator and executive producer of Miha Podcast. I have some news. It's not over yet. Today is the first day of Latinx Heritage Month in the United States. So every week until October 15th, we will be publishing short episodes with stories from our Latina Miha in English and Spanish. You'll hear stories from all your Miha favorites, Rocky, Tatica, Mano, y más. See you next time, sending you besos y recuerdos from Miha.
Have Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Did you know that Mija has her own audiobook with exclusive and brand new material? It's called Mija Podcast, the audiobook, an exclusive and never-before-heard collection of memoirs and reflections by her creator, Lori Martinez, about what it meant to turn her own migration story into a fiction series. When you get Ochenta's audiobooks, you're directly supporting our independent audio series productions. You can find it on Libro.fm, Apple Books, Google Play, Storytel, BookBeat, and on your favorite audiobooks app. Also available in Spanish and French.